This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. You can keep your chocolates and your bouquets. How about this year, for Mother's Day, you name a scholarship after your mom? That's the idea three faculty members in USF's College of Behavioral and Community Sciences have come up with to honor their own mothers.
This is a project that brings a smile to people's faces.
Dr. Catherine Batch is the interim dean of the college. Her mom, Ellen Nizzi, moved from Texas to Florida about 15 years ago to be closer to her. We'll tell you more about Ellen's incredible story in just a second.
People just love this idea.
USF Associate Professor Mary Armstrong is married to Dr. Roger Boothroyd, the chair of the USF Department of Mental Health, Law, and Policy. Her mom, Alice, lives with them. His mom, Ruth, lives nearby. Batch explains that the closeness the six share inspired this idea.
And we started to affectionately refer to them as the moms. So we would say, do you want to take the moms to dinner? Should the moms come with us to the basketball game? Things like that. So when it came time for us to look for ways to honor our mothers, we thought we would establish a scholarship in their names.
Hence, the Moms Project, which will award scholarships to undergraduate students conducting research in an area of interest to each mom. For example, Ruth Boothroyd wanted to be a dietitian but never got the chance. Her scholarship will go to a student researching nutrition and well-being. The Alice Armstrong Scholarship will target one studying substance abuse, as the family has dealt with the struggles of Mary's brother.
We just didn't know what to do and how to help one another and how to help him. So if we can encourage undergraduate students to begin doing research in these areas so that we can really find better outcomes for individuals and families with mental health and substance abuse problems, that's wonderful.
And a student researching positive aging will receive the Ellen Nizzi Scholarship. If you're unsure what I mean by positive aging, let me put it this way. At the end of the month, 90-year-old Ellen will receive her Bachelor of Arts degree in Creative Writing from Eckerd College.
The more I went to school, the more I wanted to learn, and I still want to learn.
She returned to college in Texas in 1995, almost 60 years after graduating from high school. She received an associate's degree in science about 10 years ago. This insatiable desire to learn drove her to complete her latest degree after about six more years of work.
I think it's given me the will and the inspiration to keep on going and going and going and never stopping. As long as I can do it, I'm going to do it.
She says she appreciates school even more now because she wants to go.
Whereas before, when you're a child in school, you're going because mom says you have to go. Dad says you have to get an A. This time, well, of course, I had two daughters that had told me I had to get an A too. No, they didn't say that.
As for the scholarship named in her honor,
I never expected, but I think it's an excellent idea. And I hope people take advantage of it. I really do, because they need to.
To hear more of Ellen's incredible story and to find out how you can honor your mother with a scholarship, please visit our website, wusf.org, and click on the University Beat page. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.